Hey, it's Brian and Trisha in our morning conversation today. What is something you believed was true until you were an adult?
So this could be something you had wrong, something you were misinformed about. The list for me goes on and on because I was not a bright child.
Oh, come on.
Lord bless me. I had a lot of misconceptions as a kid.
Well, don't we all, though?
But I really, really, really had a few that are embarrassing in hindsight.
Okay, share.
So, for example, we didn't really follow sports in my household,
mm-hmm.
and that's okay. But you couldn't grow up in the 1970s in Oklahoma and not be aware of some of the bigger, more important players for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Because that geographically was the closest National Football League team to where I grew up. So that's who you saw on TV.
Yeah.
That's who you read about in the newspaper. That's who was, you know, they talked about him on the radio. And when you saw interviews, it was with those people. So I knew who Roger Staubach was.
I don't think you were alone.
Yeah. I mean, dude was a monster.
Yeah.
You know, 6'3". His nickname was Captain America.
Yeah.
You know, so I remember being in a grocery store. It was the Olive Brothers grocery store.
Oh, you even remember the name of it.
Yes.
Okay.
This was a small store owned by the Olive Brothers.
Okay.
And it was a family-run store. And if I remember correctly, it was like a cardboard placard that stood at cash registers.
Mm-hmm.
And at the bottom part, you could put quarters. And at the top part, you could put dimes. And it was blue because Dallas Cowboys. And, you know, there's Roger Staubach and all of his glory standing there. And it said something like, let me beat leukemia or help me beat leukemia.
So it was like a fundraiser card.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so probably the way these worked is that once it got full, the store would mail that off back to this charitable organization. And then they would mail them another blank card.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of those that they used to do that way. I remember these for a lot of different fundraising groups.
Yeah, not anymore. We don't do them like that anymore.
No, we don't trust people now because they'll steal the quarters.
I know.
So anyway, I looked at my mom and I was like, do we have any quarters? And she's like, I had to be like 5.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, for what? And I point and I said, and I got kind of like teared up and I said, Roger Staubach's got leukemia.
Oh.
And she said, sure. And so she gave me some quarters to put in there. She didn't try to correct me. Roger Staubach never had leukemia. He was the spokesperson for this foundation that
yes.
was trying to raise money for research.
Yes.
Which is a wonderful thing. Only I didn't understand what a spokesperson was. I thought if you're talking about a disease and you're a famous person, you have that disease. So I was like,
I could totally see how you would
think
that, though.
Poor Roger Staubach. He's got leukemia.
Oh, but he didn't. He did not.
And I'm not making fun of any disease.
No.
I'm making fun of a small boy who misunderstood what he was seeing.
Yeah.
And his mom didn't bother to try to correct him.
Well, maybe she didn't know for sure.
Well, and we didn't have the internet.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like she could just look it up on her phone. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, then there was another time. World famous basketball player, Dr. J.
Mm-hmm.
Remember him?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy was a baller.
Yeah.
He endorsed a lip balm, chapstick.
Okay.
And in the commercial, he was putting it on and he was talking about how much he liked it. And he said, y'all can call me Dr. Chapstick. And I was like, Dr. J has changed his name to Dr. Chapstick. And I went
officially
to school and told people, did you know Dr. J has changed his name to Dr. Chapstick? And people are like, what are you talking about? You're absolutely crazy. That never happened. Yeah, yeah, I saw the commercial. It's on TV.
You could call me Dr. Chapstick.
I didn't understand celebrity endorsements whatsoever. It's like, at all. So I think a lot of my misconceptions and confusion as a child were wrapped around sports and celebrity endorsements.
I think it's hilarious.
About you, anything?
No, I can't think of anything.
Oh, Trisha just knew everything,
no,
even when she was a little girl.
No, I can't, nothing is coming to me yet. So give me some time. So our morning conversation today, what is something you believed was true until you were an adult?
Love, all for nothing. It's Brian and Trisha, and we are Quixie 98.3. We're talking about stuff you had wrong when you were a kid and you didn't find out till you were an adult. It could have been something somebody told you wrong, somebody messed with you and like joked and you took it serious. Or you just, as a kid, just kids just fill in the blanks.
Well, yeah, you just kind of
you show
piece
a kid
together.
Something and they're like, I'll get all that right. Donna, we were just talking to my wife on the phone off the air, and she reminded me of one from her childhood. When you're driving up Dixie heading towards Louisville, you get to the area around Cosmosdale.
Yeah.
And there's that conveyor belt that runs.
That goes across Dixie.
Yeah, it goes over Dixie, and you have to drive underneath it. As a kid, she thought that was a walkway for people to go to work. But it was specific people.
Okay.
It was the little tiny people that live in the traffic lights.
What?
She thought that traffic lights had little people inside of them. Like when you saw the little man walk, that was a little man in there actually standing still holding a light until it was time for him to stop. So she thought that little people worked in the traffic lights, and that's how they got back and forth to work. Was that place at Cosmosdale? Where the conveyor belt is.
I have no words.
She told me this just a few years ago. We're driving along and she points up and she goes, well, that's how the little people go to work. And I go, what are you talking about? And she goes, well, that's what I thought when I was a kid. I almost wrecked the car.
Oh, my goodness.
I couldn't quit laughing. And she said, you know, when you're a kid, if you think you understand something, it's just that's just it, you know, and you can't tell them any different.
Oh, thanks, Donna.
We do have a morning conversation up that has gotten some traction, and we're looking for things that you thought you knew when you were a kid, and then when you were an adult, you're like, oh, no, not at all.
Yeah, that's something you believed was true until you were an adult.
Yeah.
Somebody on Facebook says that being an adult was great. Like everything gets better when you become an adult.
Sure, it's all better when you're an adult.
It's except when we become an adult, and maybe as you get older as an adult, you realize, man, when you were a kid, your parents just took care of stuff for you.
Yeah.
Most of the time, you know. And so when you're an adult, it's all on you.
Well, it's like comedian Bill Burr said. He said, when you were a little kid, you'd leave the house, no ID, no phone, no cash. He said somehow people just gave you food while you were gone.
Yeah.
He said other people's parents would like let you have sandwiches. He said you were gone all day long. He said you didn't have a water bottle.
Yeah.
He said, you know, now as an adult, you leave the house and walk two blocks and you're like, oh, no, what if I get hit in the head? No one will know who I am.
Somebody else said if you had checks in your checkbook, that meant you had money.
Oh, some people operate under that policy,
yes.
Even if they know it's not true.
And with a credit card, too. People feel very comfortable with their credit cards and they think that, yeah, I have a credit card. That means I have money. Well, no, that you may not have money, but now you've got debt with it. So
I think there's a lot of mistakes about medical things and health.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's one that I'd forgotten. But I absolutely believed it was true. You have heard of someone who was injured so terribly that they bled to death.
Mm-hmm.
That is a thing that can happen.
Yeah.
I thought you were born with all the blood you ever got in your entire life.
Oh, and that was it? So and if you lost it, then you were just out of luck?
Yes. So like every time you got a scrape and you dropped an ounce of blood or like two drops of blood, that just, it's like there's just more. I pictured it like an hourglass, like, you know, just eventually you would run out.
Oh.
And that one day, that's it. That guy just bled to death. Like that was that final, that final time he scraped his knee.
That one
he just
last
was,
drip.
That was it.
That drip that's just going through you, keeping your heart going and everything. That little drip is gone.
That
so
quarter ounce of blood was all Timmy had left. So
aren't you glad that's not true?
Well, and that's why I thought that when the Red Cross would say give the gift of life, you were literally like just making yourself die faster.
Oh, well, okay, here's another thing.
Because I didn't know you made new blood every day.
Yeah, so organ donor, when you want to be an organ donor, when Mackenzie went to get her full license and they asked her, do you want to be an organ donor? And we had never discussed this before. And she
so
was
this
like,
was like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
This wasn't a long time
ago.
No,
she was 16. So she said, what? She said, so if I, like, she didn't say this. She's reliving this to me. This is what she was thinking in her mind when she's there. She's like, so if they just call me one day and say, hey, I need your kidney, you just need to give it up, you know? And she was like, I don't think I want to do that. And I said, no, that's not what that means. And she's like, so they're not just going to call me one day and be like, your time is up, I need your liver, you know? And I was like, no. So I explained to her, it's good to be an organ donor because that means when you are you know, if something happens to you, then your organs will go to somebody else to help their lives carry on. But no, they're not just going to call you and just, your turn, it's your turn. Come on, McKenzie.
Hey, we need some tissue today. We need your skin. What? I was
not
at
the
work.
Way it works.
Well, you got to leave. We need your skin. Anyway, so I'm in Nurse Freeman's office in Hevener Elementary School. I'm screaming and crying because I fell on the playground and had a cut.
Oh, no.
And she's calming me down. And she goes, what is wrong with you? I said, I'm bleeding. No. And she said, okay, I'm going to put a Band-Aid on it. And I said, but it's my blood. And she said, yeah. And I said, you only get so much and I'm going to bleed to death. And she's like, okay. So she called my mom and was like, could you please explain to your genius child that he gets new blood all the time? So once they explained that, I felt a lot better about my chances of bleeding to death.
Oh, yeah, good thing.
Yeah.
They have to explain these things. I mean, how do you know if you don't know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to learn somewhere. It's Brian and Trisha. Our show is just about over. Our morning conversation today, what is something you believed was true until you were an adult? I finally thought of something.
Okay.
My sisters used to tell me that if I ate watermelon seeds, then I would grow watermelons inside my stomach.
Oh, yeah. I heard that one when I was a kid. Never bought it, but I heard it.
I mean, I did believe it when I was really little because they were convincing.
They were older.
Yes, 9 and 11 years older than me.
Yeah.
And they used to tell me also that the shark or the alligator at the deep end of the pool would get me. So I had to be careful when I would go swimming.
Yeah.
And I believed, I used to like always look around to make sure that there was not an alligator or a shark in the deep end of the pool. So, like, I mean, how often? Like, it was just going to appear out of the drain or something? I don't know.
There's a giant man-eating snapping turtle at Dale Hollow Lake in Kentucky on the Tennessee border.
Yeah.
Right by Trooper Island. They have to warn the campers every year because that massive man-eating turtle down there, you can't take the canoe out past this certain area or the giant man-eating snapping
turtle.
It's
not going to come any closer.
No. For some reason, that turtle knows not to come any closer than that. So that's a great one.